remorse for you. No letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what is costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through.
But it's the rebel arms.
Godspeed with devil's charm. The shit made get switch blades in every arm. And this way we ex-nay on any harm. Cause snakes play and fakes lay like hidden bombs. We march in unison. The soul is true within eternal missions with just a lifetime to do it in.
And we are live this final day of March 2009. Folks, Lord Hannity has graced us with his approval, with his solace. Yes, the conspiracists were right. They were correct about one world government. I believe Dick Morris phrases it, global governance and control under the UN. They're admitting to the one world currency. They're admitting to the world government. Oh, thank you, Lord Hannity, for gracing us with thou just lavishing us with your greatness and your intelligence. Oh, thank you so much for vindicating us, Lord Hannity. Yeah, Hannity is owning up to it. I mean, I guess they kind of have to because they're about to announce it after the G20. They might as well act like they're the ones that are predicting it. So explain to me how we're crazy and how I'm a nutbag for talking about global government and globalism for the past 7+ years. Can you explain? Because I must have missed it. All right. You know, we've got the time. It's only a minute-long clip. Can we just bring it up? I did a little blurb about the Info Warrior. We got a call about it last night. Here it is. Dick Morris and Sean, the master of the Lord's Hannity, admitting to global government.
There is a big thing that's going to happen in London at this G20, and then they're hiding it, they're camouflaging it, they're not talking about it. Coordination of international regulation. What they are going to do is to put our Fed and our SEC under the control, in effect, of the IMF.
Oh, come on. They're going to take, they'll do this.
That's what was in the draft agenda. They call it coordination of regulation. What it really is putting the American economy under international regulation.
Yeah.
And those people who have been yelling, oh, the UN's going to take over global
conspiracy
government.
Theorists.
They've been crazy, but now they're right.
Yeah. Well, when Geithner,
it's happening.
When Geithner said he would be open to the idea of a global currency last
exactly.
week.
Yeah.
Those conspiracy people had said and suggested that for years.
We're not people. We are human beings.
What they always
by the mouth of Hannity, we are people.
Is they have the center show is here,
yeah.
And the side show they don't want you to pay attention to.
Right.
The center show is the size of the stimulus packages.
Yeah.
The real show is international regulation of the financial institutions, which is going to happen under the IMF control. And remember, the IMF is run by Europeans,
right.
The World Bank by Americans.
All right,
DickMorris.com. Thanks, Dick.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
So there you have it. They're making the prediction that we've been talking about. What's it been, about 2 weeks? Paul, maybe 3 weeks since we've been talking about a global currency and that the IMF was openly going to print it? We've been talking about that for 2 or 3 weeks, right? Yeah, I mean, that actually aired about 26 hours ago. And then we talk about it for 2 to 3 weeks. We're conspiracy theorists. I like how we're people now, though. Thanks, Sean. We're human beings again. Conspiracy people, now that we're right. We're going to talk about that. We're going to take calls all 3 hours. It's 866-582-9933. News Blitz. Man, I have to start the show off with this one. Honda develops brain reader to control robot. Yeah, that's right. Opening a car trunk or controlling a home air conditioner could become just a wish away with Honda's new technology that connects through inside a brain with robotics. Oh, I'm sorry. Connects thoughts inside a brain. See, I don't come out here and preach about brain chips and RFID technology and mind reading technology because it doesn't exist. Look, this is Honda. You know that little Asimov robot? We'll bring that up over the break. It's the little dancing, you know, spaceman looking thing, can do all sorts of cool little actions. Well, now you can control it with your brain. Your thoughts. This is real technology. This isn't hokey Johnny nonsense. This is the real deal, folks. Honda Motor Company has developed a way to read patterns of electronic currents on a person's scalp, as well as changes in the cerebral blood flow when a person thinks about four simple movements: moving the right hand, moving the left hand, running, and eating. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, 866-582-9933.
We'll be right back.
We are back. I just pulled up a video of what this robot looks like. Here he is running. If you're watching the PrisonPlanet.tv, we're going to go to that in a moment. There he is, Asimo. And they have developed, this is the open source technology they developed. This is what they're showing the public. A mind control. I mean, it looks like you're going to the salon with a big hard drive behind you. It's almost like a little things comes out. It has the thing that goes over your head. It can read your thought patterns. This is public. From a person's scalp or cerebral blood flow. Honda succeeded in analyzing such thought patterns and then relaying them as a wireless command for Asimo, the human-shaped robot. And I mean, he can run, he can dance. I think he can even do like 80s breakdancing. It's quite impressive. In a video shown Tuesday at Tokyo headquarters, a person wearing a helmet sat still but thought about moving his right hand. A thought was then picked up by cords attached to his head inside the helmet. After several seconds, Asimo, programmed to respond to brain signals, lifted his right arm. Let me see. Honda said the technology wasn't quite ready for a live demonstration because of possible distractions in the person's thinking. Another problem is that brain patterns differ greatly among individuals, and so about 2 to 3 hours of studying them in advance are needed for the technology to work. The company, a leader in robotics, acknowledged the technology was still at a basic research stage with no immediate practical applications in the work. Listen, the bottom line is this is out there publicly. They can read certain thought patterns. It's here. And, I mean, super interesting story, super interesting robot. I mean, man, that's so funky looking. I mean, where are we headed? I mean, we're at a technological age that's just off the charts. We're going to, again, take your calls, 866-582-9933. I want to do a few other news stories before then. Pakistani Taliban threatens attack on White House. Now, I'm already getting emails. Is this the false flag that they want to pull off? Well, there's another story in here where now Iran apparently is going to be helping us in the war on terror. They're all of a sudden going to be our ally. They might even help us to be the foreign nation that's the backbone of this new Eurasian Union. So they've been demonizing Pakistan on the backdrop. Iran now pledging to help in the Afghanistan war. Really, again, that Afghanistan war was over a couple months after we were in there. But again, since we're trying to build infrastructure and a more globalist society in the Eurasian Union there, we're not leaving. So Iran's apparently going to help us there. It seemed, you know, no one questions any of this. Just out of the gates, you're questioning it, Paul? Yeah, out of the gates, Obama's first big thing was to do an interview with the Iranian press, and he's reaching out to them, and then now without another word, they're going to help us in Afghanistan, and now this guy who I guess is the new Taliban head, let's see what they have to say. This is out of Islamabad, and this is Yahoo News. Pakistan's Taliban chief claimed responsibility Tuesday for a deadly assault on the police academy, saying he wanted to retaliate for a U.S. missile attack on the militant's base on the border with Afghanistan. Wow, how do I even say this? Bayatullah Masood, who has a $5 million bounty on his head from the United States, also vowed to amaze everyone in the world with an attack on Washington or even the White House. The FBI, however, said he made similar threats previously, and there was no indication of anything imminent. Masood, who gave a flurry of media interviews Tuesday, has no record of actually striking targets abroad, although he is suspected of being behind a 10-man cell arrested in Barcelona in January 2008 for a plotting of suicide attacks in Spain. Let's see. Pakistan's former government and CIA consider him the prime suspect behind the December 2007 killing of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. All right, so this guy's probably intelligence. As soon as they start to blame this guy for killing Benazir Bhutto, you better believe that this guy... he doesn't even... Honestly, folks, if you take a look at him, he looks like a Western intelligence agent. It looks like they honestly, like, sunglazed him over with fake tan, you know, and put him under the booth. He doesn't look... Yeah, exactly. He's very well fed, as Paul is pointing out to me. I mean, I just don't. If they're trying to blame this guy for killing Benazir Bhutto, don't buy it. All right, let's take our first caller. Let's go to Stephen in California. What's on your mind, Stephen?
Hello, Jason. Well, I'm still a little in shock, but all day long. It's been on my mind, and I just can't seem to get off. But what happened in Missouri with, you know, Ron Paul, libertarians, and the whole pocket constitution, bumper stickers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not 100% sure, but it may have come to L.A.
Ooh, well, explain.
Well, this morning, my girlfriend's mother dropped her off at work and was heading to my girlfriend's apartment in my girlfriend's car. Mm-hmm. And my girlfriend, her mom, was pulled over. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't quite sure, so she asked the cop, what happened? Did I do something, you know, a traffic violation? She's like, no. We pulled you over for your bumper sticker, and it's a Ron Paul for President 2008 bumper sticker.
All right, I need you to email this information to Aaron at Infowars.com immediately. What county are you in right now?
Well, this is Los Angeles County. It actually happened in East L.A. by Lincoln Heights.
Okay. All right. So, hold on 1 second, sir. We've always said that this was definitely a federal document. It said that it was going to be relayed to private and public sectors throughout the entire country. Now, the question is, did each state have their own flavor of this document? And we need listeners in Los Angeles who know police officers to try to get us a copy of the document. It isn't an accident this woman got pulled over for her Ron Paul bumper sticker. This is big news. Continue.
The thing that blew my mind the most was when she got to the apartment buildings, that which are family-owned apartment buildings, by her mother and her mother's mother, of course. It came to a point to where she was talking to her uncle about it and just in shock, and the uncle was speechless because he just found out on the news, the radio news this morning in L.A., that they're going to start doing this. Now, I'm having trouble contacting the news stations trying to get some validity if it really was on the radio or not. And I have no way. But I'm going to keep following through with it tomorrow.
What do they say they're going to start doing? Start pulling people over based on their bumper stickers on their cars? This is what he said was announced on the radio?
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's not a shocker. But I mean, yeah. But again, just the gall of doing that, I mean, to think that there's any kind of probable cause to pull you over because you have a Ron Paul for president. But this is exactly what we talked about. See, we're the ones telling people that they want to pull you over for your bumper stickers. And they say, oh no, we never mentioned anything about a bumper sticker. And it's in their own document. Yeah, will you please email Aaron at InfoWars. I will make sure he looks at it tomorrow. And again,
A-A-R-O-N? Yeah. Or?
Yes, it's A-A-R-O-N, and then double it to Rob D. at Infowars.com as well. He's not in town, but I'll make sure he has a lookout when he comes back in because this is an important story. We can't just let them hide behind one document when there's probably several dozen of them throughout the country. Thank you for the call, Stephen. All right, let's go to Mike in Hawaii. Mike, what's on your mind? Yes, sir. We got him or no?
Aloha.
Yes, you're on.
Hey, I want to talk about a group called the Rainbow Tribe, Family of Living Light. We have been gathering in National Forest since 72, basically to pray for world peace on the 4th of July. And since there's always been harassment through the government and stuff like that. In 96, they created an incident command team. And basically, this group of field officers basically goes out to the National Forest and creates incidents, creates riots. This last year at a place called Kid Village where all the children gather.
So what they're trying to do basically is provocateur events in order to stop you from peacefully assembling and protesting, correct?
Right. We're pretty much the soldiers on the front line. Every year we go out and to the National Forest, gather, pray for world peace. We live pretty much tribally for a week. We cook on fires and camp out, do the drum circle thing. Groups get up to about 20,000 people at some time.
Well, you know, they did something like this. I can't remember, but it was over the summer, and I thank you for the call. That they did this something similar. I can't remember what the organization was called, but it was like a week-long meet of all these different people. And I remember one of Alex's guests had gone there, and they just started to arrest people and go right in and say, oh, you don't have any rights. That's where this is going. I mean, when they can't take away your rights by saying, no, you can't be here, and not giving you a permit and you persist, well, then they just provocateur events like the one in Canada where they had a police officer dressed up like an anarchist, but he forgot that he was wearing the same boots as the police officers, throwing rocks at his friend. And then the police officers staged arresting him, just like they always stage those sorts of things. And it later came out they had to own up, yes, he was one of us, yes, it was provocateur. Why can't they just let people have their First Amendment right? Why can't they just let people peacefully assemble and dissent? It's unforgivable to not allow us to express ourselves as free human beings while these people collude against us time and time again. And we sit here and we warn the masses they're trying to bring in global government. We warn the masses they're going to crash the economy. We warn the masses they want a global currency. And what do we get? We get Lord Hannity finally owning up to it and just, like, chuckling about it, please. It's 866-582-9933. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. The Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, live 9 to midnight Central Time, five nights a week, Monday through Friday, at PrisonPlanet.tv and, of course, the GCN Radio Network. We're going to continue with your calls, 866-582-9933. But first, this little op-ed piece over at FoxNews.com, Obama's new wealth order. And although this really has a lot of the left-right false paradigm in it, they're now blatantly admitting to the fact that a new world order exists, that it is of the elites, that they're the ones taking over. This is a power grab. Like I said, Matt Taibbi, or I can't even, who knows how you really pronounce his name. I don't like him. But he wrote a great article in the Rolling Stone basically saying, hey, this bailout is a huge scam. Let's see. We'll go over that one later. France threatens G20 walkout. Now, this is Sarkozy, who has called for a new world order dozens of times, and this is a big stage show. He's saying, if we can't get something done, we're not going. If we can't play with the ball I bring, I'm not going. Nah. What this is a world leader crying out, saying, we have to accomplish something. This is a pro-one-world government guy. This is a guy that's throwing it out on the world stage that they are going to do this IMF, SEC, Federal Reserve, consolidation of power. Mark my words. This is the WWE wrestling type event that they like to throw out on the world stage. All right, we're going to continue with the news in a minute, but let's jump to some calls. Let's go to Tom in Louisiana. Tom, what's on your mind?
Well, I am a recently awakened member, if you want to call it. I tried to call Alex's show earlier, but I got my call dropped. I've been doing a lot of work over the last couple of weeks here in my state, because I'd never see us pop up on anything, none of the sovereignty acts or anything like that. There was a Tea Party a couple weeks back, but I got an email from a Senator A.G. Crow, 1st District Senator of the state of Louisiana. He has drafted two resolutions for the state. Both are in regards to the 10th Amendment. Both are sovereignty acts. One is just a concurrent resolution for, you know, Louisiana to affirm the sovereignty under the 10th Amendment of the Constitution. Mm-hmm. The other one is directly involving the Freedom of Choice Act that Obama brought up in relation to abortion rights and the fact that you know, power is not yielded by the United States Constitution nor prohibited by the states or reserved states respectively or to the people in regards to bypassing state laws for abortion rights.
Mm-hmm.
So those are filed. I've sent the emails through the Info Warriors InfoWars website. With the attachments, so you guys can get a look at it.
Now, what is the status on the Louisiana sovereignty bill? When are they going to vote on that? I mean, what does it exactly
say? Well, I'm not actually sure when the regular session starts in Louisiana. We're a little funny down here. I don't know if it's our Napoleonic code-based law system or what it is, but I don't think our sessions actually start till closer to summertime.
Mm-hmm. Make sure we keep an eye on that, because we do want to support the sovereignty bill. We would like to get a couple of wins out there. There are tons all over the country. Thank you for the call. Let's jump to BL in Texas. BL, what's up?
Hi, Jason. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Great. Yeah, I had a couple of things. Keith Two-Face Olbermann and Seymour Hersh. Tonight, Olbermann was criticizing Bush for funding the Pakistani ISI because they have connections to Al-Qaeda, completely disregarding the fact that they are connected because they're both creatures of the CIA.
Absolutely. And, you know, we document that so many times, especially in my film Fabled Enemies. But just the fact that if you went to the Wikipedia site on the Inter-Service Intelligence Agency, or ISI, you'll find out that British intelligence is the one that created them, and that U.S. intelligence came in the 70s and 80s and really overtook them, and they still have a close standing relationship. And we know that they used Pakistan as the funding arm of the hijackers. See, they use them as a black ops conduit for plausible deniability. It is also another excuse to stay in Afghanistan, because they say that things are unstable in Pakistan. And now, lo and behold, this administration has found a way to work with the Iranians, and the Iranians are going to help in this Afghanistan-Pakistan war on terror, although the administration is saying they've dropped the term, BL.
Well, that's not the most outrageous thing he said. He suggested that there's a strong correlation between high CO2 levels in the Jurassic period and the extinction of the dinosaurs.
Oh my! Hold on. We're going to go over that on the other end. I mean, these carbon credit systems, these guilt-ridden systems to try to get you to pay a tax on living, are absolutely outlandish, and they will pull out every hokey scientific fact they can to try to get you to believe it. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh. The day is dark. There's only one solution.
We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We're taking your calls. It's 866-582-9933, and we got BL on the line. BL, by the way, you're the guy that sent us all the tapes, right? Or the DVDs?
Oh, yeah.
I just want to thank you for that, because, you know, although there are stacks of them, when you actually label them the way you do, they make them pretty easy for me to archive. And if we don't even get on them, you know, right off the bat, a lot of times I'll look up a certain article, and then I'll find the date and news, and then we'll actually go through that, and we'll pull off some really helpful stuff. And I mean, you know, I got to agree with you. The only person out there is, you can tell by the little puns he puts on some of the DVDs, the only person out there really telling anywhere close to the truth is Lou Dobbs. I mean, Dobbs is talking about the North American Union. He's talking about the war on the middle class. He's dead on, and he doesn't go with that fear-mongering with global warming. However, MSNBC and other outlets like that do it all the time. Why don't you tell us this latest one?
Well, always happy to do anything I can to help, Jason. But Olbermann was discrediting a U.S. congressman who made a statement about CO2 not being anything to worry about, because it was 15 times, I think, higher during the time of the dinosaurs. And he made this quip about, you know, the dinosaurs are extinct now, with his big overacting thing, and it's looking sternly into the camera.
Yeah, his over-the-top sports center type attitude.
Since he got smacked down for saying what he did during the convention, I'm wondering if any of his family members are missing, because he's been really speaking the untruth ever since then.
Well, you know what? I don't know whether he had something really big invested in this Democratic Party winning, and especially this president, but I mean, he won't even own up to what's in the GIVE Act. No one is talking about this Citizen Electronic Verification ID Act that's 1710. I mean, nobody, no one at all. I mean, they're talking a little bit about whether it's mandatory service. They've moved that into 1444. I mean, the GIVE Act, even without compulsory service, is a frightening bill. But no one, not even, you know, so-called Fox News, who's now admitting to global governance. I mean, that's pretty unbelievable that they'll sit there and joke about it, but own up to it, and then say, oh, looks like the conspiracists were right. I mean, we've been warning people forever. I mean, are we gonna see somebody else come out and really start talking, I mean, speaking the truth, not these controlled oppositions like Glenn Beck?
Well, I don't know. Seymour Hersh is a very sharp cookie, and he's been speaking out, and yet he came on MSNBC tonight and was talking about how Gates is a really good, decent man, and he's trustworthy, and there's so many people in the Bush and Obama administrations.
Who totally involved in Iran-Contra, and he's a great
guy.
Exactly.
So I'm thinking, is everybody having a senior moment? I mean, what's in the water, Jason? I don't know.
Well, fluoride is in the water, BL, and I thank you for the call, among other terrible, poisonous, docile, creating... I mean, mercury isn't... Not only are they finding it in the water, folks, it's in your food. Mercury is in your food. You're eating mercury on a daily basis. I'm probably eating mercury on a daily basis. I brush my teeth with fluoride every day. I put aluminum in my body when I use deodorant. Do you think that that could have something to do with the total populace just being duh? And you know what? Now's the time for that segue. Because you know what? It gets out of hand when people tell you what words you can and cannot use. And I've used this word on the program here. Special Olympics launches campaign to ban the word retard. Now look, retarded and retard have been in the language for centuries. There is no reason that I should not be able to use the word retard, especially because when I'm using it in a derogatory manner against somebody else, I'm speaking to somebody or about somebody who's actually not clinically retarded. They just act like they are. So, I mean, what is this? The Special Olympics launched a campaign Tuesday to banish the word retard, a casual insult that derives from an out-of-favor medical term and has long been considered inappropriate. Are you... I mean, this is PG stuff. Listen, I admit my program at times can be a little PG-13, a little edgy. You know, mothers lock up your daughters, tuck your kids in at night. It could be PG-13, 9 to midnight, 10 to 1 Eastern. But not to be able to use the word retard... I'm pretty sure they probably used the term retard in Lassie. I'm pretty sure it was used in I Dream of Jeannie and Mork and Mindy. But they want to ban retard. Is there anything more retarded than that? That's how I'm going to end it. All right, let's let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Jeff in Iowa. Jeff, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Info Warrior? How are you doing tonight?
Good, man. Good, man.
So, yeah, I'm an activist in Iowa. We got a couple student groups on campus here. I just want to give a few shout-outs. I was at the Campaign for Liberty St. Louis event this weekend. I just want to say it was fantastic. I mean, the things the Campaign for Liberty is doing, it was really great being in the same room with so many people who understand the business cycle and the Federal Reserve and what's going on in this country. And secondly, everyone needs to call their congressman about H.R. 1207. This bill has over, I think it's close to 50 co-sponsors now, and it can really do something, and we get behind Ron Paul and help him out. So, I think that's a great thing for everyone to do. And second, we have organizing a film screening of the Obama deception later this month on campus. Mm-hmm. We're going to send out a mass email. And we got I reserved this as play case in the Memorial Union on campus. I was wondering, are they ever going to post up a PDF so we can get a nice crisp image of that cover of the Obama deception so I can blow it up and make it into a big poster? Or because I know they were talking about that a few weeks ago. But
if it's not already on the InfoWars shop site, I know because there's one like a Fabled Enemies where you get the DVD wrap art that's a pretty good size, there should be. Now, will it be I mean, 11 by 17, you probably have to blow it up. But it should be somewhere around like an 8.5x11.
Okay, cool. Do you think any other suggestions you have that we can do to make this film screening get a good attendance? Or
well, how many spots do you have? What kind of a place you got?
We got Sunday the 19th. It's a lecture hall. It seats 96.
All right, this is the way to do it then. You got a Sunday, 96. Wouldn't be bad. I mean, it's only 96. Maybe if you can get a few bucks up for some pizza, you throw the pizza down. I would say I would make up a, you know, 8.5 by 11. You can probably fit about, you know, six different things to cut up for, like, just little flyers to hand out on, like, maybe little Post-its, post them up around, I don't know, is there a local college, local businesses, that type of thing.
Oh, yeah, we're on campus for sure.
And then I would just say, you know, get a couple of your favorite Patriot DVDs that aren't the Obama deception. I would say a good one to hand out while you're trying to recruit people to come to this one would be America Freedom to Fascism, because it deals with a lot of the same subject matter, and you're going to get people very, very interested in another movie if they watch that one. So maybe you do a couple street actions with some Freedom to Fascisms beforehand, and you hand out the date for the event.
All right, cool, man. Well, yeah, keep up the good work, I guess.
All right, man. Thanks, man. I hope that helps out. All right, let's jump to, what are we in? Marine in California. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Zyson?
How you doing, man?
Not too bad. Hey, I was calling about something I had emailed Aaron, but I think I'm trying to give you a small heads up on it. I don't know if you're familiar with Bosto, California?
Not very.
Okay, it's basically a logistics command for the Marine Corps.
Okay.
And basically, you can see it from the I-15 if you're going down the interstate.
Okay.
And I'm transitioning out of the Corps. I'm getting out soon. So, of course, you can guess I'm passing word as much as possible about the whole Obama deception and stuff like that.
Cool.
I was told by the guy that gave us the class, he said that they're facing a massive expansion. And in 3 months' time, every position in the operation, whether it be transport, manufacturing, creation, or rebuilding of vehicles and what else goes through there, every position will be open, basically. And
well, you got to wonder if that's going to be part of the GIVE Act, where they have this compulsory service, but they're not going to tell you what you're going to do. It seems to me that a civilian workforce could help put together weapons, could help in shipping goods, could help in organizing a base like that.
Well, of course, as well as, I mean, if they're opening up all that stuff, imagine the amount of payloads that would be going through that that logistical command. I mean, you know, they're beefing up the loads, you know, they're probably preparing for something pretty big, you know?
Absolutely. Well, when you have 10 cities propping up all around California and you know the economy is just going to get worse and more people are going to be losing their homes, I mean, they obviously have to put in a system into place that is going to control the situation and expand their youth corps, their civilian corps. So it looks to me like he's going to do what he said he's going to do. He's going to converge a civilian national security force or a Stasi force that he wants to put together with the military, and he's planning on doing so in a very short period of time. Thank you for the call, Marine. You just keep it up, my man. Especially, hey, let's hope they don't pull stop loss on you, they don't pull you in, they don't call you out. I mean, that could happen too, but it seems like there's going to be a lot of volunteers because there's going to be a lot of people out of jobs. All right, let's go to Forrest in Texas. Forrest, what's up?
Hey, Jason.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to talk about that federal document that was sent out to two police departments around the nation.
Yes.
Well, I don't think it said anything about Infowars.com, but bumper stickers. So I was looking on the Infowars.com website. I couldn't find any bumper stickers for sale, so I went on eBay and bought one. But somebody could just make a bumper sticker real easy. All they got to do is just get a magic marker, some like thick soft paper, cut it themselves, and then like lay some tape over the back windshield.
See, but you can get them. You just got to request them, man. I mean, honestly, they come with every order here. But at the same time, with the bumper stickers, I mean, they're the ones that put that out there. It's not like we made that up.
Yeah, because I drove from my central coast of California to central Texas with no problems with the police. The only thing that was going on was along the border. There was like 3 Border Patrol checkpoints, but there was no problem.
Oh, just Border Patrol checkpoints. Oh, they're just doing their job. Well, here's the deal. Even though InfoWars wasn't mentioned in that, I'm holding a special issue intelligence report, right? And this one starts, you know, the year in hate, and there's all these Nazi flags and skinheads and people wearing swastikas. And we're in this. InfoWars.com is in this. So why are we in this? And they have a disclaimer that we don't necessarily hate anybody and we're not violent, but they still try to associate us with skinheads, anti-Semites, racists, people who would kill cops. I mean, it's utterly disgusting. And to think that program, again, in the document says public and private organizations throughout the country, is taking place also in California, and that a woman got pulled over for having a Ron Paul bumper sticker, it tells me that we have to get the word out even more that there is a apparatus in place to squelch dissent on every single level. I thank you for the call, Forrest. All right, let's jump to Ryan in Kentucky. Ryan, what's up?
Hey, Jason.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing all right. I just called to talk about the ominous land grab, the bill from the other day.
Yeah, that's the bill that was an amalgamation of, I believe, 160 other bills. I got a few emails on that. I wasn't really able to go to it in depth because I believe it's like 1,200 pages. But some people have hit some bullet points. Why don't you go over those?
Right. Well, I read most of the whole thing today. And one of the first things I came across, they're actually making William Jefferson Clinton's birthplace a National Historic Site.
Oh, isn't that lovely? He's such a good man.
I know. And then one of the main things is in section 12301. It's the Integrated Coastal and Ocean Observation System Act.
Okay.
Basically, they're trying to establish an integrated system of basically coastal surveillance. Mm-hmm. And if you go down to Section 12302.1A, it's all this information is gathered to support national defense, marine commerce, navigation safety, weather, climate, marine forecasting, and several other things. Economic development, ecosystem-based, marine. For the most part, it is almost saying that it's like an opening of complete coastal surveillance.
Mm-hmm. Now, I got a question. Is there any carbon emissions mentions in this as well, or is this just seemed like a land grab and where they're going to be able to set up bases?
Well, actually, a lot of it is pretty legit type stuff. They're changing the boundaries of the wilderness areas within already designated national forest.
Mm-hmm.
Also, changing names. Maybe say there's a national historic site, say John Seeley National Historic Site. They're changing it to the Captain John Seeley. So a lot of it's just little, you know, just minutiae stuff they put in. But there's a lot of talk about climate change, about global climate change within water reclamation within national forest sites, about water aquifer monitoring and river monitoring to make sure we have sustainable and viable water supply source.
See, but that that says to me is that they want to take that over, kind of like a Bechtel, and make sure that we don't get access to it until they pump it full of fluoride, man. I don't trust them for a second. I feel like there's a lot of minutiae out there. Now that it has a name, I hope a lot more people read it and send us little chunks of it. Thank you for the call. Let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Steven in Texas. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, hey, good evening, Jason. Hey, I wanted to make you aware of something that I heard on the radio today, and a local talk show host was talking about. And of course, he's, you know, one of these guys that, you know, while he says he's conservative and he's an American and all this kind of stuff, he's basically caught up in the right-left paradigm kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And his name's Chris Baker. And he, of course, works for a Clear Channel station, so that just figures. But anyway, what he was talking about, I don't know if you heard about this, but they were talking about how, I guess, four guys in the Army over in Iraq have been arrested and court-martialed and given 20 years to life. And the story, I didn't catch the whole thing, but the gist of it was that these guys had captured some guys with the Iraqi forces. You know, and of course, you take that with a grain of salt because you know how that goes. But anyway, what they said, this guy was saying that was reported, was that the commanding officers over these Army guys told them to let these guys go for whatever reason. And so their mentality was, well, if we let them go, they're going to go out and then they're going to kill us. And so they took them out in the field and they executed them. Now, they've been court-martialed, like I said, and given this sentence. Now, what this guy was saying, the talk show host, he's saying, now, under normal circumstances, this would be considered murder. But this is a war. And the thing about war is you're supposed to get the bad guys before they get you. And so he had a bunch of people calling in. I'm an ex-Air Force guy. I'm a veteran. And I'm not against war. I'm not against, you know, the military. But again, it's what are they being used for? And of course, as you guys have pointed out, they're being used now for all the wrong reasons. You know, 1 to 1.5 million dead Iraqi civilians, including women and children, et cetera, and all the torture and everything else. So I'm definitely not for this whole war on terror, which is a scam. But, you know, I'm listening to these military guys calling, you know, they had every right to do that, and they should have done that. And I'm just thinking, man, but how do you know what's being reported is actually the truth? Have you gotten the actual facts?
Well, they're parroting what they saw in Saving Private Ryan, where they let the Nazi go after they kill his entire unit, and the Nazi's still left. And he's sitting there crying as he digs his own grave and talks about Mickey Mouse. And then they let him go. And then later in the war, of course, he's the guy that shoots Tom Hanks at the end. And it's predictive programming. You know, they're going to think back to that film and they're going to just execute those people. I mean, that's how they were trained to think. It's very unfortunate, but it is a reality. You know, if their commander said not to kill those people and they went out and murdered those people, guess what? There are laws. You shouldn't be killing another a defenseless human being anyway. I thank you for the call, Steven. We're going to go to John and others on the other side. It's 866-582-9933. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv. Infowars.com. Back. Earth population exceeds limits. This one's out of the BBC. We need to continue to decrease the growth rate of the global population. The planet can't support many more people, Dr. Fedoroff said, stressing that we need for humans to become much better at managing wild lands, and in particular, water supplies. Just what that bill is all about, that we just talked about. And I think the headline before we actually went to this was something about Clinton said this, meaning Hillary Clinton, but I believe it's just one of her underlings. Let's see. Pressed on whether she thought that the world population was simply too high, Dr. Fedoroff replied, "There are probably already too many people on the planet." Let's see. Who was it? Gordon Brown's right-hand man says that we've got a more than half London's population. Ted Turner calls us useless feeders, says we need a sustainable population. And now we have this. And, of course, what's the next thing? GM foods are needed. See, they want to feed you poison so they can kill you. Listen, Eddie, and I'm going to say it because it's necessary. Any half-retarded person presented with half of this information could figure it out. I know, I'm a demon. I said retarded, and the Special Olympics doesn't want me to. But give me a break. Unbelievable. Let's see. A National Medal of Science laureate, America's highest science award, the professor of molecular biology believes part of that better land management must include the use of genetically modified foods. We have a 6.5 billion... We have 6.5 billion people on the planet going rapidly towards 7. We're going to need a lot of inventiveness about how we use water and grow crops. No, we, listen, if we wanted to feed and clothe everybody and give everybody water, we could. We don't want that. No matter how many of these bioweapons they put out, no matter how many people they sterilize with their vaccinations, the population grows. People like to have sex, folks. It's just nature. It's going to happen. A lot of people don't care to protect themselves, aren't worried about pregnancy. They get pregnant, they have kids. Okay, that's why the population continues to go up. That's why there are one-child policies in China, because they don't want that. All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's go to John in Arizona. The call in line is 866-582-9933. Taking your calls all night. John, what's up?
Jason, great to be on the show, man. I'm a huge fan of you and Alex.
Oh, killer.
Actually, the reason why I called was to share with you the exact article you just brought up. To see if you had seen it yet. It's kind of funny because I'm sitting in front of it too. I had just saw it on the BBC website.
Well, the thing is that they put this right out there in front of you. The thing is that it's not like the huge headline. It's not the top of the thing, but it's always in the environmental news on Reuters. It's always at the BBC or the Guardian, and they're just open and blatant about it. They're saying there's too many people out there. We're bringing in a carbon tax system. Get used to it.
Absolutely, and I think it's funny that their publication, if you look at the author, Stephen Duke, he's the editor of One Planet, which is the BBC. that's right.
One planet, one world. Did you see any of these propaganda ads that they did during the Olympics this year with China and everybody else?
I didn't watch a whole lot of the Olympics this year. I saw the opening ceremony and just saw, you know,
how occultic was that?
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
As God walks into the stadium through his fireworks that they superimpose on the crowd and aren't even real. Look, I thank you for the call, my man. We're going to go to Chris, Mark, and others. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmans, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, 866-582-9933. Take a life or heck, the lies. We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Taking your calls and going over news. We're going to go to the next caller in a moment. Before that, Chinese beer eclipses Bud Light as world's top brew. That's right. It finally happened. The Chinese have taken over the brewski market, folks. It's just a sign of the times. As our economy is denigrated, as we lose our jobs, as we lose our worldwide superiority, as the dollar collapses, as it no longer is the world currency, and that will be happening soon, right after this G20, folks, Chinese beer. How long will it be before we're slurping down the Chinese beer when this is an import? Because it's so cheap. I mean, Bud Light's all over the world. I'll bet that this is also coming to a store near you. Let's see. Americans may still favor Bud Light, but it's no longer that top beer of the world. The distinction now belongs to a Chinese beer named Snow, Reuters reports. Snow, which is brewed by Sab Miller and its Chinese partner China Resources Enterprises Limited, watched its sales jump 19.1% last year, according to provisional data researcher from Plato Logic. The United States and China have now have been economic rivals in a number of sectors for some time, and beer is no exception. The rise of Snow came as China surpassed America this decade to become the largest beer market in the world in terms of volume. Well, when you have over a billion people, you bet they're going to have more beer drinkers than a place that has 300 million. As long as it's legal. Because they could always take out that iron Chinese hand, but they don't mind beer. It makes you more docile. It makes you more controllable. So America does it again, folks. We've lost the beer market. All right, let's go to Chris in Tennessee. Chris, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
How you doing?
All right, bro. I called you last week talking about the FedEx plane in Japan, man. Something different this week, man. I received a letter from the State Department of Tennessee Transportation Environmental Division.
Okay.
And it, when I seen this and what it was talking about, it was saying I littered and threw out a cigarette butt. And the funny thing, I don't even smoke, but I remember the incident, and it was a guy tailgating me down the road, and, you know, he pulls up to the red light, and we have an exchange of words, you know, about, you know, because I had flipped him off or whatever.
Because he was tailgating.
Yeah, exactly, man. And, you know, he's got his big Obama sticker in the back, you know, and then, you know, I have all my, like, 9/11 was inside job, InfoWars, prison planet stickers on the back. Mm-hmm. So I received a letter in the mail today, man, saying that to stop littering, that someone called in the litter hotline that I had threw out a cigarette butt at this location. And it's the whole thing of the, you know, environmental Gestapo police that even if you didn't do it, anybody can call in and report you for this.
You know what?
So you're like guilty off the bat.
I wasn't going to play this clip, but this was a clip that Paul Hartman showed me where they were training children to rat their parents out for littering or not recycling, and it does seem like this tattletale culture is only growing. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, turn your parents in for a piece of chocolate, you know, Gestapo Germany, man, you know.
So what's the deal? You're not going to have to pay a fine or anything, right?
No, it's saying that, you know, the first...
Oh, the first one's on us? All right, I think we just dropped him by accident. I thank you for the call. We're going to play that clip. Oh, jeez. How many? Wait. So the first offense, the second offense is how much?
Well, if a cop would have saw me do it, it would have been like $1,500 in community service.
$1,500? All right, that's absolutely insane. We're going to play the clip where they're telling the kids that they need to recycle, and they need to teach their parents how to recycle as well. We're going to take your calls on the other side. It's the Info Warrior. PrisonPlan.tv, InfoWars.com. Back. It's the Info Warrior, the last day of March 2009. It will be April Fool's Day tomorrow. No April Fool's jokes in this office, though. We just report the truth and nothing but the truth. or as close to the truth as we can find, because a lot of the times the mainstream media is out there deliberately manipulating us, deliberately putting out disinfo, deliberately trying to blind you from what's truly going on in the world. And here we're going to play this child indoctrination clip where they're going to have, you got to recycle. Remember, it's all about the environment. Play it up.
San Marcos, the city, and Texas Disposal Systems are going to local schools to teach kids and hopefully their parents about the new recycling options.
When you tell the children something, they'll go home and tell their parents and actually monitor their parents' activities.
All this comes at a cost, though. Trash rates are up.
There we go. Oh, they're going to go and tell their parents, are they? Hmm. Again, get the kids hooked on it. Then their parents are bad. Then they go, no, Mom, that's not how it works. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Mark in Wisconsin. Mark, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Jason? How are you doing?
Good, man.
Excellent. I just wanted to give out my MySpace address. I'm going to be getting a hold of Dan from We Are Change, trying to start a local chapter here. My MySpace is myspace.com/triple_helix, and the L's are actually ones. Just let everybody know, triple_helix, the L's are the number one. Go there. What I'm doing with MySpace right now is I'm going to be taking the articles I find most important and from, InfoWars and Prison Planet, linking them to my blogs, it's for easy access. And then if people want to research the more in-depth, intricate information, they can, go directly to InfoWars, Prison Planet. Of course, I'm going to be encouraging everybody, obviously, get the subscription, all that, tune into the show, etc. But just wanted to call in, let you know what's up, let everybody know that's the MySpace to go to. Get a hold of me, Oshkosh, Wisconsin, myspace.com/triple_helix. L's are number ones. Thanks, man. Appreciate everything you're doing.
All right, thank you. I appreciate you, and I hope that you take part in InfoWarrior Independence Day this July 4th. Let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Jason in Canada. Jason, what's up?
Hello. I wanted to say I think we'd both agree that the governments of pretty much every country are wicked, right?
I would say that those at the upper echelons of most governments are wicked. I don't know that every government is inherently wicked. I mean, there's a ton of great people that work for, in this country alone, work for the FBI, the NSA, the CIA. They're well-meaning people. They really think that they're doing the right thing, but they're led by puppeteers who don't have their best interests at heart or the best interests of the nation at heart. And I think that goes for most of these countries. I find it very, very suspect, for instance, that Iran is now going to help us in the war on terror if there's no insiders there for this globalism that they so desperately want to take place.
Right. Now, speaking of Iran, I am an Israelite. I don't support Israel because I'm an Israelite. I'm not religious, but I support Israel, and that's what I wanted to speak to you about because I know a lot of people on here don't. Mm-hmm. I support Israel because it's the truth. The truth is the Arabic people, respect to them, respect to everybody, but the Arabic people have 21 countries.
Mm-hmm.
Just because the government in Israel or some people in it may be evil, as in every government, does mm-hmm. not mean that the children of Israel don't deserve a home. Everybody deserves a home. And
I agree.
But
hold on, don't you think that there's a big problem with what they're doing on the Gaza Strip? I mean, listen, I'm no fan of the EU or the UN, but internal reports have leaked from both of them what they're doing there is annexation and that they're guilty of war crimes against civilians. Go ahead.
I'm not denying that children are innocent. All children are innocent. Mm-hmm. But whether or not they're brainwashed to be suicide bombers or not, they're still innocent children. Mm-hmm. And I'm not denying that children are being hurt and killed. Mm-hmm. But you have to look at the bigger picture. When you mm-hmm. zoom out, what is Gaza Strip and what is the West Bank? The West Bank is the province of Judea, where Jews come from. Just like you have the place called Arabia, where Arabs come from.
Mm-hmm.
The West Bank, including which is where Jerusalem sits, is Judea, and Gaza Strip is in a province called Samaria. Now, if Jews went to Saudi Arabia and tried to claim it, there'd be just as much killing. So there's different colonization forces in the world. There's the Christian colonization forces in the world. There's also the Islamic colonization forces in the world.
The bottom line, though, is, man, when you start doing this by religion, I think it's divisive in any way, state. I mean, obviously, some people think that this is a race of people. I think that they have a right to have Israel. But don't you think there should be a two-state system? Don't you think Palestine just has just as much a right to exist, or no?
Well, you have to look at the history and study the history of where the word Palestine comes from.
Well, what I'm asking you is, the people who live there now, no matter what you believe religiously, the people that live there now, do they deserve somewhere that they can live, that they're not going to have to worry about being bombed constantly, or should they just move out of there and give it to Israel? That's my question for you.
Well, if the Jews were allowed in all of the Arab countries and were allowed to live peacefully there, then they could come up truthfully, justifiably, and say, we deserve to be in your country peacefully.
Here's my problem with that, though, Jason. Two rights don't make a wrong. Just because they're not able to go to, say, a Saudi Arabia or somewhere else in the Middle East doesn't mean that they shouldn't give Palestine their nation state there and stop killing those people. I'm not saying that they're not persecuted by the rest of the Eurasian world, if you will, but at the same time, they shouldn't be murdering those other people. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Mike in Canada. Mike, what's up?
Hey, Jason. How's it going?
Good, man.
I recently joined a book club because they were reading the book Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of information in there about seeing a lot of parallels with the world financial crisis, the way it's going on right now, and how the government would nationalize a whole bunch of the businesses and
which they're
take
doing
them
right
over.
Now.
Exactly. And anyway, I just wanted to call and let you know that I'm not in Austin, but in Austin, Texas, this Thursday. The president of the Ayn Rand Institute, Dr. Yaron Brook, is going to be giving a talk on the world financial crisis, 8 p.m. at the Jester Auditorium.
And what position do you think he's going to take right now? Do you think he's going to take the position that this is a giant power grab and that this is about world government?
You know, I don't think so, to be completely honest. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that... In the email that I got from a friend of mine, he says in here, Dr. Brook is known for his radical ideas and passionate speaking style, and he explains the moral foundations of capitalism and defends the rights of businessmen to act in a free market unfettered by government regulations. So he does have, you know, some positives, but I think it would be cool for anybody down there to go check it out and maybe pass on some more information about what's really going on.
All right, I thank you for the call, Mike. You know, and on that note, I want to say that I checked into this Glenn Beck speaking in San Antonio thing, and it appears that this is going to be on April 15th if he does come. That's when they're planning on having their tea party. And if this does happen, we kind of have to take steps now a couple weeks beforehand, a little more than 2 weeks beforehand. I think that he's going to be doing it on a Thursday or Friday. But that's April 15th, 2009. If Beck's out there grandstanding with his 9/12 project, real patriots have to be out there saying, no, we're not falling for your scams. We're not because by April 15th, he'll have completely debunked the FEMA cams with his best buddies over at Popular Mechanics, a.k.a. Hearst Publications, a.k.a. Yellow Journalist Central. That's what that's all about, okay? So he doesn't want to tell you the truth. He doesn't want to talk about these huge acts right here that are – these are public, civilian – inmate labor program. I didn't write this. I didn't print it for my health. I printed it to show you that this is a very thick bill talking about putting you in slave camps, slave labor camps. It's right here. Here's the other document we have. What is this one? The Army Civilian Police and Security Guard Program. It's right here. So, Glenn, what's the problem? You can't read? Is that it? Oh, no. We'll let James Meg say it's a conspiracy theory. Give me a break. All right, let's go to Don in Indiana. Don, you're up.
Hey, Jason. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man.
Hey, I'd just like to say that you're getting better every week, man.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, you made the comment about the Chinese beer earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it just dawned on me. You know these movies like Blade Runner and Serenity and then the Firefly TV
show? Yeah, they always have. You know, that's a good point. They always have like those big billboards where we're integrated and there's always like Asian writing up there and Asian logos. Blade Runner especially is heavy on that. Like when he's in the Sky City, when he goes up for Chinese takeout, it's like a little mobile Chinese thing.
Yeah. And then another thing, the Sean Hannity show today.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a debunking thing. You know, like... Fox has got the reputation of being not fair and not impartial, and people have got wise to it. And I think now they're just pulling the people. They say, "Oh yeah, it's true," and people say, "Oh, they're just lying because they're, you know, they always lie." You know?
So what you're saying is that they're purposely putting out truthful information so that the general public will discredit it because they're not a reliable news source.
Exactly.
It's a big possibility. I think that the fact is that they're going to have to own up to it. We've been talking about it now for the last 3 weeks. Well, actually, pretty much since I've been here. I've been here over a month now, but I've been talking about the importance of this G20 summit, and this seems to be their coming out party for a global currency. And the stage has been set on all levels. Obama is going to meet with the Queen in just a few hours. It's not just Obama. It's other members of the G20 going to grovel to her and another – I forget what the other piece of royalty is, but it's in this article I have in front of me. It's a duke, I believe. It's just disgusting. Time. Sure, go ahead.
Okay. You know, in the Bible, it talks about the great whore, and it describes it, you know, with the scarlet and the robes. And everybody says, oh, that's the Catholics or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe that's not the Catholics. Maybe it's the royalty of the British Empire they're talking about. You never know.
You know what? I mean, I'm not one of those guys that can decode the Bible anyway. You know, I mean, all I know is that there's some bad people out there. And that bad people come in all shapes, sizes, colors, creeds, all nation states. And the people that are putting this package together at the G20 are bad people. They do not have our best interests at heart. All right, we're going to take other calls on the other side. It is, what do we got? That's Moat. That's a real name. Moat, Stan, and others. 866-582-9933.
She was a virgin when I first met her. Rockin' stockings and poppin' out of the Catholic school sweater. Mom told me she could do better than a criminal. 17-year-old psychotic trying to be lyrical. I never meant to break her heart and fuck up her life, but I was careless instead of treating her right. I seen her again at some club stripping and wondered if I could have made her life different.
I made a mistake. Yes, I did.
Damn, shorty. All right, folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, TheInfoWarrior.com. We're going to keep going to your calls. It's 866-582-9933. One of these other articles I did want to get to, though, that I think this is about the last one I haven't at least touched upon. Now, remember, we backed Karzai. We put him in. He's our puppet. He's an ex-Chevron executive. For some reason, they've tried to kill him a couple times. I'm not exactly sure who, but he's survived a couple of assassination attempts. The UN is saying that he signed a law legalizing rape and marriage. Afghan President Hamid Karzai has backed a law that the United Nations Development Fund for Women claims legalizes rape within marriage and forbids women from leaving the house without permission. Look, the bottom line is this is our dictator. It doesn't surprise me that these kind of human rights violations are going on in Afghanistan, even though we're there. We don't care. We don't want human rights. This isn't about democracy. This isn't about a free republic. This is about a consolidation of control over the Middle East to bring in what they love, the New World Order. Their term, not mine. All right, let's go to Moat in Pennsylvania. Moat, what's up?
How you doing, Jason?
Good, man.
I just wanted to call in and give another example of what I believe to be misinformation or disinformation as, in regards to the G20 protesters. On GNews.com, there's an article headlining saying G20 anarchists set London financial district ablaze, and it has all these pictures of buildings on fire and people putting it out. Right now, they're saying the details of the fire are sketchy, but you know, they believe it to be linked with these G20 meltdown groups.
Yeah, it's always anarchists or terrorists. I mean, let's go over what we reported on last night. Alex covered it today. But we see the first article, MSNBC says that these guys had a plot to blow something up and that they had weapons when they found them in their homes. It was very sketchy, but they said they had actual weapons. Then you go on to read the Telegraph article. They admit there's no weapons. They're all imitation weapons. You got a 25-year-old, two 20-year-olds, a 19-year-old, and a 16-year-old kid. Okay, these are the terrorists, and they find fireworks there. They don't charge them with a crime. They charge them with terrorism legislation. They are trying so desperately to demonize any type of dissent whatsoever, no matter how young you are, no matter what status you have, no matter how many people are going to listen to you, they don't want you to have freedom of speech, my friend.
Also, I wanted to suggest for the last 3 weeks, to a month, me and my roommate have been writing all over money, different links to the Obama deception and InfoWars and the Fed, you know, ask questions. I think it's a good idea to get the word out.
Absolutely. Everybody handles money. It is another way to fight this info war. I thank you for the call, my friend. Let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Stan in San Diego. Stan, what's up?
Yeah, I was wondering if you can consider a called Don't Tread on Me as a bumper song.
Maybe. I'm sure it's a famous song. I'm sure I've heard it, correct?
It's by Damn Yankees.
Damn Yankees. I can look into it. I mean, obviously, I like the message. In fact, yesterday I had the Don't Tread on Me flag in here. Where is it? Mm-hmm. Get ready. Hold on. We're going to show it to the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Throw it up there, Paul. Throw it up on the camera. All right, there we go. I've got it in front of me right now. I'm backing off. Here is the flag, Live Free or Die, Don't Tread on Me with the snake. But you know that this is terrorist paraphernalia, according to the MIAC report, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's absolutely crazy. I'll have to check the tune out. Hopefully it'll fit into the show. But if it's 60s, 70s, even maybe some 50s rock, I'll pop it in. How's that sound?
All right. And,
go ahead.
And another thing, I think what could be a good tool for the info war is the device called the PSP.
All right. Why don't you let people know? A lot of people don't understand, but you can play movies on the PSP. It's actually a multi-platform device, and you can stick an SD card in there, and a lot of people don't know that. You know, SD cards, it plays DivX and things like that, doesn't it?
I'm not sure, but I listened to Shoutcast over it.
Oh, in other words, with the wireless internet feature, you're able to hook into Shoutcast and listen to the streams, huh? Oh, very cool, very cool. All right, man. Well, I thank you. That's another tool. Technology, we're always talking about iPhone apps. We're always talking about having video of Building 7 on your phone, these different conversation starters. I can't tell you how many times that I've been on a plane and I've just whipped out my cell phone talking to somebody and said, hey, here's Building 7. Take a look. And expanded the conversation from there. The call line is 866-582-9933. We're taking your calls for another 90 minutes. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Jaron in studio. Next segment. That's right. We're bringing in one of the board outs. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com. In studio, we have board op extraordinaire Jaron, and Jaron's been with the team since over the summer, right?
January 1st.
You're officially here. But you did a little KLBJ work before that,
yeah,
right?
Exactly, doing Alex's show on Sunday.
And that's when I first met you, and in fact, now you were helping out Paul, who's a full-timer here, for the first couple times, and I'm sitting here talking about global government and the world government to you, and you're just like, come on, dog, that's just nonsensical.
Oh, you started me on the whole thing. Absolutely. And I do remember you filled in for Alex on that Sunday.
Yeah.
First time I met you. Best day of my life. To date, so.
You gotta love the fact that Jaron loves the one-liners and is going to pat me on the back in public and then kick me in the groin off the air. It's basically how we roll here in the info or studio. But what do you think about this? Yeah, there you are right there. What do you think about this whole Hannity thing where he's just like joking about it and now the conspiracy people are right, Jaron?
It's disinformation. It's gotta be. It reminds me a lot actually of Loose Change.
Is it? Yes.
Have you seen that?
I hear it's a good one.
It's a very good movie.
All right, we're gonna keep going through your calls. We're gonna keep Jaron on the line. By the way, your best friend Glenn Beck is gonna be down at the tea party. Are you going to be wearing your I Love Glenn t-shirt?
We're gonna have dinner. Something. Hey, by the way, Paul, can you get that Metallica clip? Just something Metallica quick.
Anything Metallica? Now, I've heard that you say that his eyes are like the waves of a golden pond.
His eyes have seen the glory
of the coming of the Beck. All right. Hold on. We're going to keep going. We're going to go to Mark in Oregon, and the call-in line is 866-582-9933. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good evening, Jason and Jaron. Good to speak with you. You know, Jason, last week the big news to me was the mass graves that are being dug in our behalf, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Really big ones, too. You know, 800 by 1,000 feet pits.
And they're concrete, too. I mean, these aren't just pits being dug out. These look like actual containment facilities where it seems like you could probably get a dozen or two bodies in each one.
Yeah, I can't remember the exact figure that was estimated. Someone, maybe Alex, estimated on the show or somebody did it for him, but it's 40,000 people could actually fit into one of these pits, you know, without caskets, just basically being dumped in, as you remember seeing the old World War II films of the concentration camps.
Sir,
very similar.
Let's be honest. World War II did not happen. Those are all holograms.
Right. That's why we get so easily confused these days, right,
yeah,
Jason?
Exactly. I mean, you know, I don't know if you were listening to Joan's show earlier today, but there was just some caller that was accusing him of having actors. And I mean, who are these people? I mean, they live in another dimension. We're sitting here going through history. We're quoting the mainstream media. We're pulling up news articles warning people, hey, they want to charge you a carbon tax. Hey, this is about global government. Hey, they're about to implode the dollar. And we get a pat on, like, the back and go, yeah, okay, buddy. I mean, is it funny?
I think it causes a lot of tension inside of some people more than others, and they really don't know how to handle it. So their perception of reality is skewed because they're just generally dwelling where it doesn't hurt so much, and they're not looking at the big picture out there. But, you know, Jason, coupling these mass graves that Alex reported on last week with what went on today in the report that Alex received on his show about his two field reporters, another Jason, I believe, and another fellow that were speaking with Alex from the fairgrounds around L.A. at Ontario.
Yes.
You know, they took away this woman's child. They want to take away her dog. They took away this man's RV, his home, and all this for no good reason. You know, I mean, between the mass graves and the internment camps or concentration camps, as they're actually being called in the media now, Alex mentioned, you know, what does this look like to you?
Well, what it looks like to me is that they want everybody dependent on the state, and then they want to put restrictions on them so they can't get outside of that dependence. In other words, if you want to stay in these camps, and then you're going to be required to work at a certain time. So you're not going to be able to keep the job that you got. They're going to make it more and more difficult. And like that Marine that called in earlier was talking about, I think that they're going to combine this civilian security force, this Give Act provision, with the current military. I mean, that's what it looks like to me, man. Thank you for the call, Mark.
Thank you, Jason.
You got it. Jaron, now, you've been here a while. What do you think about all this globalism? I mean, before, without any one-liners, I mean, does it kind of frighten you that things have gone so quickly from before Obama's in office, and we're all talking about this stuff, and you're like, well, New World Order, da-da-da-da-da. I mean, to see it really come into fruition in such a short period of time, how do you feel?
No, it's scary, but I'm one of the minions. I've been compartmentalized and fluorided down, so I get to see it from the other view, but also from your enlightened view, so...
And which,
when you put all the individual stories together, it is very, very creepy.
Yeah,
it's, you said, couple that with the mass graves, with the taking the kids away.
Yeah.
You know, once you put, it seems like you get these stories just piece by piece. Nobody, you don't put much thought into it. Just get it in passing. If you get, and that's why these videos are great, if you get it all lined out for you, then it's a whole different thing.
In fact, what are the movies that you've seen that have come out recently? You watched the Obama Deception?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It was good. It was very, very good. The best, what I told Alex when it first came out is the best thing it does is it right out of the box attacks Bush,
mm-hmm.
and just shows the lineage from that to Obama, which I have a lot of Obama supporters in my family. I didn't think that I'd be able to get them to watch that. Maybe based on the title, it'd be a tough sell. Once they see that entry, you know, just going into the whole thing and
that they're going after Bush
exactly.
too. Exactly.
All it's right, a bigger picture.
Let's jump to the next
caller.
I
like camping, by the way.
I know. Yeah, you camped over the weekend, by the way. Yes. It's one of his favorites. All right, let's go to Glenn in Texas. Glenn, what's up, man?
Oh, you're not going to believe this. As serious as things are in the world, I have something that is going to upset a lot of people unless it's some sort of joke from The Onion. Obama is increasing their tax on those who take comfort in their religion and their guns. Yes, it's been released today that on Car and Driver... on their website, they've announced that today the NASCAR Chevrolet and Dodge will be dropping out of NASCAR.
Oh,
at the
that will piss people off.
Yes,
Oh, big time. At the end of the 2009 series.
Now, is this because they're nationalizing the car industry? The government's not going to take part in sponsoring NASCAR any longer? Is that basically what they're saying?
They're basically saying that, well, you know, if they take away the GMs and Chrysler's financial participation in free engines and any number of other things, they would save a total of $250 million a season.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this all the serious things in the world, this is not the most serious, obviously.
But you know what? The thing is that people are probably going to be out in mass to protest this because this is something that strikes a chord with the public. This is a great opportunity for people to burn the Obama deception and go to one of these protests and be like, hey, you want to know why you don't have GM and NASCAR anymore? It's because they're actually engineering the economy to fail, and that's how you get them to watch the Obama deception. Maybe a blessing in disguise, because let me tell you, there are going to be some very angry rednecks out there, and
we better believe
it. All right, man. Well, I thank you for the call, Jaron. NASCAR.
So who's going to race it? He said Chevy, Ford, and Dodge. All of them are gone, or
GM, Chrysler, and Ford aren't going to be able to participate anymore.
So just Toyotas.
Well, I think they'll be able to use their cars, but they won't be able to sponsor them, and they'll probably have to take the logos off. You know how it's always like big on that. You know, it's got the big logo. Tidal still.
Slowly but surely, they're taking everything away from me, Jason.
Do you actually watch NASCAR?
Oh man, yeah. No, I've been to a race.
Have you? Okay, all right. Let's.
All right.
Gotcha. Let's jump to Matt in Georgia. Matt, what's up?
What's up, Bernice? Hello.
Yes, you're on, brother.
I got something you might want to talk about, like, right now. I looked on GNews.com. It says anarchists set London on fire.
Yeah, this is we had a caller in, just about 10, 15 minutes ago saying this was out there, that they're saying that the anarchists have lit the protest area on fire, and now they're demonizing the anarchists and probably trying to squelch any kind of dissent before the G20. I'll bet anything that this is a provocateur event, but continue.
Well, the article admits that they haven't made any arrests,
mm-hmm.
but then it goes on to say that, well, protesters have been conspiring on websites and this and that.
Oh, it's always about a conspiracy. So what do you think they're going to do here? They're going to shut down any kind of protests that actually matter in the next couple of days when the president's there? I mean, April 2nd is when he's scheduled to actually meet with these leaders. He's meeting with the Queen today. I think that they're just trying to stop any kind of mass dissent and push that away from the mainstream media, because this is the big one. The G20, this is going to be the announcement of a global banking system and a global currency, mark my words. They have to frame up the dissenters as evil and anarchists and without a goal and disorganized and disheveled. They don't want us to seem like an intelligent, concerned bunch of citizens from across the world who are against this. I thank you for the call, Matt. All right, let's jump to Robert in Kentucky. Robert, you're up.
Yes, sir. Brother, you still there?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. I'm real new to Infowars.net and .com, I'm sorry. But I've been into conspiracy theories and such for a long time, and it was thankfully YouTube led me to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And the work you're doing is just awesome.
Well, thank you.
I heard something the other day. Somebody called in and brought up and it was kind of joked around the whole Anunnaki theory.
Sure.
And my thing with that is, I mean, by this point, I have heard so many theories of stuff that is going on. And, I mean, I was a Marine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could have told me 5 years ago there was a new world order, yada, yada. I'd have laughed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The possibilities of things going on around us, there's been some people who are pretty credible, like John Lear and Bob Dean.
Yeah, but John Lear, listen, John Lear, and that's the jet guy for people that don't understand. Lear kind of goes off the deep end with all of Hoagland's research, too. And I don't know if you've ever read Dark Mission, The Secret.
Sure,
I mean,
sure.
It's interesting reading, but the thing is that I can't source most of those documents. I have to go, you know, based on their analysis alone. Is it interesting to me that there might be civilizations on the moon? It does interest me. Is there hardcore proof? No. Am I very skeptical of the Apollo moon landings? You bet I am. But at the same time, it seems like our secret NASA program has probably sent people to the moon before and to other regions of outer space. It's only logical. Now, you know, whether or not we're in contact with some, you know, stellar beings, I check it all out. I think that David Serrada has probably done the greatest amount of research on the NASA UFO videos, which to me, are the most legitimate ones, and that's very interesting. I think that's super interesting, by the way. The Tether incident is probably the number one incident I point people towards where to try to open people's minds to possibilities. Now, what they are, I have no idea, whether they're actual ships carrying things, whether they're living entities, whether they're, you know, disinformation, who knows, but they're very, very interesting. The problem I have is that when you get into, you know, the Anunnaki or the shape-shifting reptiles, you lose a lot of people. And
I agree. But my point on that is, if it's something to spark the imagination, and I've read where they try to trace the NWO, the consolidated powers, back to the Anunnaki. Now, it's sketchy. It's sketchy at best, and I will be the first to say that. But if it's enough to spark an interest to wake people up and say, okay, well, now that you're interested in that, let's get rid of the shape-shifting. I mean, it could be possible, but like I said, by this point, I don't know what's not possible anymore.
Well, that's also true. But look, we live in a society now that they're openly talking about AI robots in our streams, this superfish that they built in the UK. We've got another robot that we're controlling with our mind. This is open and public. We've got microchips for people on eBay. I mean, we're living in a very technologically sophisticated time where a lot of possibilities are beginning to open up, that a lot of things that were once thought impossible are not only possible, but being introduced into our everyday lives. I just feel like, have you ever read Order Out of Chaos by Paul Joseph Watson?
No, I haven't. I haven't read that
one. You know, Paul Joseph Watson does an excellent job. This is one of the most underrated books out there, and there's a whole section dedicated to, you know, the idea behind a hoax type of invasion or the alien disinfo. I encourage you to check that out. I thank you for the call, sir. Go ahead, Jaron.
The Anunnaki, is that the dancing robots we showed?
No, that's Asimo. Yes, I know.
I was totally lost on that call. Then. I'm sorry.
No, that's a good one-liner. We love it. There we go. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Todd in California. What's on your mind, Todd?
Hey, what's up, Jason? This is Todd.
How you doing, brother?
California. Good. I called back. I called a couple of weeks ago, and I was trying to give you information on a lady that saw the Amaro. Kind of cut me off. But,
well, the thing is that, again, you know, the lady who's, and I've now seen a bunch of, there's a new video posted on my MySpace today that's supposedly showing me this new global currency. And then, you know, the source of that, not this woman, but the source of the Amaro and showing the coins, I mean, he's been proven to be disinformation time and time again and have an anti-Semitic slant on things.
I understand that. And
But I mean, the global currency looks like it's here, whether it's in coin form or dollar form. I don't know. I just know the IMF is talking about printing up a global currency, and that suggestion came from the U.S. Treasury Department. It's come from Russia. It's come from China. And now you have Dick Morris and Hannity admitting it's in the works, and it's going to come after this G20. Go ahead.
Jason, the reason I was calling is I have my own T-shirt line. I'm design and screen print my own T-shirt line.
Oh, killer.
And I was wondering what your size was and what Alex's size was.
Well, extra medium.
Size for Alex is probably going to be an XL to a double XL. Right now, this shirt I'm rocking out is an XL. When I'm a little more petite, I can fit into a large. But we would love some T-shirts, my man. I'll tell you that. Hey,
can I tell you a quick story that happened to me? I sell shirts at bars, salons, skate parks, motocross tracks, tattoo shops. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, it was about how do I walk into a bar and get guys to wear my shirts. But now I'm in the freedom movement, and I have a shirt with the Declaration of Independence on the back. So I'm rolling to the river. I live in Southern California, so I'm going to the river, and I'm going through a check stop, and the guys at the check stop have Department of Homeland Security, and they came up to me, and they're like, you know, are you American citizen? I say yes. And then they look in the car and they're like, what's up with all the shirts? And I go, if you have a sec, I'll show you. But the car that I'm driving is T-boned on the side. So my door is the driver's side door, I have to crawl through like Dukes of Hazzard to get out, right?
Okay.
So I'm like, if you don't mind, I'll show you. And they're like, yeah, let's check it out. And so I was going to get out, and a German Shepherd came up and he sniffed. Mm-hmm. And he sat down, and he's like, oh, by law, if the dog sits down, we got to, what are you doing? And he's like, go up to this checkpoint. Mm-hmm. So I go up to the checkpoint, They pull all my shirts out of the car.
Ugh.
One of my shirts has the Declaration of Independence on the back, printed. And on the front, it has a pirate flag, an American flag. And it says, live free or die. It says, looting the gold or using my God-given rights. And the guy was taking interest in my stuff. And anyways, at the end of the night, he bought one.
Oh, well, at least you changed some minds, man. It sounds like a positive story to me. Thank you for the call. And, Jaron, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me in the studio.
Hey. Jaron, there he is. There's his first of many appearances, folks. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlan.tv, Infowars.com. InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes. We're going to continue to take your calls in the next hour. It's 866-582-9933. Hit on all the latest information. A lot of people are calling in about this G20 protest gone awry, apparently, in London. Fires being set. I don't have a television in front of me. I don't have any kind of screens showing me any fires. I don't know exactly what's going on. I think that we'll probably have more information on the Alex Jones Show tomorrow, but there is no doubt that they want to demonize any kind of protest, any kind of dissent regarding to the G20, because this is their big stage, their big opportunity to bring about global governance. All right, let's go to Noah in Florida. Noah, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man?
How you doing, bro?
Pretty good. Yeah, I had posted a bulletin on about the fires over in London.
Mm-hmm.
I run We Are Change Gulf Coast and One Nation Underground. But I went back into it just to make sure, like, the pictures were up okay. And as I was looking at them, they kind of seemed like they were Photoshopped, like something just wasn't right about them.
Now, what do the pictures look like exactly? Because, again, I haven't seen any of these yet.
They posted about three pictures. Like, one was kind of like a pulled-back image of, like, the whole city.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was looking over it again, like they look like they were Photoshopped. And then one of them.
And how bad is the fire that they're showing?
It was like a pulled back shot, but it looked like it was three or four different buildings. I mean, it looked pretty bad, but like it looked Photoshopped. And then within like 2 minutes, somebody had emailed me back saying that they were in London and they're looking at the city and they didn't see any fires whatsoever.
Interesting. So you think the whole thing might be a hoax here, huh?
I mean, that's just what it looks like. And, I mean, after that, I pulled it down just to make sure that I'm not, putting up, false information or anything like that. But
well, hey, man, I appreciate the call. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Alfred in Texas. Alfred, what's up? Yes, sir. Do we have him?
Hello?
Yes, you're on.
Oh, okay. I know you like Immortal Technique. I've talked about it before. Another artist you should check out is maybe you already have Remo Conscious.
Oh, I know Remo personally, actually.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Remo's great. In fact, what was his last album? He just put out a new one. But his last album.
Oh, yeah, because he's done stuff with y'all Loose Change guys, right?
Yeah, he did the Loose Change theme song
for
Final Cut. But the album before that was just excellent. In fact, on a radio show I used to run, I used to run all Remo Conscious tracks, to be honest. That was my most bumper music.
Yeah. Well, you should
get him out. I got to get him on my show. I haven't talked to him in quite some time.
Awesome. Him and Technique.
Remo's great, awesome. Man.
And the caller before, he talked about he has a T-shirt company or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's still listening, he probably is. I wanted to give him an idea I thought of recently. For like Obamanoids out there, like it could be a shirt that could be given to them, but like for our cause, it would say on top Obama and then have a picture of him, and then under it would say Nation, like Obama Nation, but it'd be Obama Nation. You know what I'm saying?
Kind of like the book Obama Nation. I thank you for the call, Alfred. Yeah, we do need some more catchy slogans, catchy ideas, good graphic design, good effective YouTube videos, great documentaries. I mean, anything you can bring to the table, folks, now is the time. Because the chance of yes, we can are slowly fading into, no, we didn't. Yes, we can. No, we didn't. And we're not getting out of the war. They're building a civilian national security force. They want compulsory service. They want a Citizen Electronic Verification Act passed and through the works for your kids, for you, for the populace. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, 866-582-9933. We'll be back after this, the final hour, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
No one knows who gave the orders. No one asks about the crime. No one looks behind the curtain. No one questions why. The only time we got is right about now. I cross my heart, I take the vow, I'll never turn, I'll never bend. I'm with you now until the end.
We are back.
Tonight's the test.
It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Tonight's more Obama worship out of MSNBC.com. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Super Prez. We love Obama. Every time I see this, I really feel like we've gone to this dumbed-down society where we're just told which superheroes to worship. And they put out the propaganda. I mean, he's the president of the world. He's the president for the planet. He's stealing the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes logo on this cover of E, the environmental magazine. You see? Oh, look. Look. There it is. There it is. And there it is in the corner. Oh, other corner. Whoop. 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 That's for the PrisonPlanet.tv people. All right, let's continue to take your calls. It's 866-582-9933. Let's go to Jack in Georgia. Jack, you're up.
Hey, Jason. I got two things. The first one is I hear everybody talking about the cemeteries and the graves and all.
Mm-hmm.
Why would it not make more sense to cremate bodies than to bury them? It seems like this is a flawed concept to me.
Yeah, but the thing is that they're probably going to burn the bodies first and then take whatever remnants just to like they did in World War II. Often they would stack the bodies up, burn them, and then take the remains and take a bulldozer and push them into big ditches. These seem to be large. I don't know. They're not huge vat coffins. They look, like I said, that I don't know the exact amount, but it looks like you can get one or two dozen people in there. You probably get three or four dozen if they're burned up and it's just their skeletons. You know what I'm saying? So there's no doubt that they might just burn them up, but I don't think that they're going to do a mass cremation. I think that they'll probably burn stacks of bodies up and then throw them in these mass graves, or they'll make the excuse that if it's like some kind of bio attack and it's a pandemic, that they can't burn the bodies or they'll infect the populace through the virus being airborne. Go ahead.
Okay. Another thing is Alex had Naomi Wolf on one time, and I thought it was just a magnificent interview. Mm-hmm. He hasn't had her on since that I know of.
No, we do need to get her on again. And, in fact, if you did not read her book, End of America, there's a new DVD out that is called The End of America, and it's done awesome. I just watched it last week, actually. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, it seems like she's a principled woman, and, you know, if you put facts in front of her, she will, you know, recognize them as facts.
That's right. And you know what? She's hipper to a lot of the things that she doesn't talk about than she lets on. For instance, in this End of America, although they don't go into 9/11 truth at all, after they show that 9/11 is being used by the current administrations to do these 10 things, which are basically the 10 things that anybody does to turn a free society, a free and open society, into a dictatorship or a total complete control grid society, is the Reichstag. They show that the Nazis burned their own parliamentary building to seize control. So that's the one thing that I didn't enjoy about the film. Everything else is just excellent. They break down all 10 points. It's done so in about an hour and 20 minutes. It's at your local Blockbuster. It's called The End of America. I encourage people to get that movie, get the word out, and maybe buy it for your friends that maybe can't watch an Alex Jones movie, that maybe can't watch a Jason Burmes movie, and open their mind with this, and I'm sure other films will follow. Go ahead, Jack.
Okay, how about Michael Moore? I mean, he seems to be a caring man. I mean, he seems to be interested in people. And I think he would, if you present facts to him, maybe he would, you know.
Here's the deal. Michael Moore is another one that knows a lot more than what he's letting on, and he won't go as far as saying Naomi Wolf. He's questioned the Pentagon attack. He's also questioned whether there were secondary explosives in the World Trade Center when confronted. It's actually in 9/11 Chronicles Truth Rising. The problem is he's backed off a lot of the main issues that he needs to be a part of, and is he going to hold the Obama administration to the fire and report on their mishaps? Hang on, Jack. I'm going to hold you over. I want to discuss Michael Moore with you on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid.
Step out of line, the man come and take you away. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Folks, it's very simple, okay? They prep us for these things. They put it out in documents. They put it out through think tanks. They put it out through lobbyists. They let us know what the plan is, and then they just deny it on a mass scale in the mainstream media that they own, all right? And now they're having to come out and say it's real, but it's for our own good. This is something that Alex Jones warned you about over a decade ago. They always act like they're the saviors. They're the knights in shining armor. They're the ones that are going to ease. It's like Bob Chapman says, they're going to let you down easy when they take your house. They're going to let you down easy when they take your job. They're going to let you down easy when they take your kids. Yeah, that's how it's going to roll. It's not going to be, oh, we're really sorry, we have to do this for the greater good. They're going to let you down easy when they let you know that there's a one-child policy. They're going to let you down easy. And you're going to accept it. Because we have turned into a drooling mass of consumers that don't even know what the three branches of government are, and we don't even care that everything is being nationalized and consolidated into this globalist system. And, you know, one of those tools is this false left-right paradigm. And, you know, I'm not trying to come down on Michael Moore. I think he's done some great work. In fact, Michael Moore is one of the reasons I do what I do. I think that his movies, especially Roger and Me, when he took on the auto industry almost 20 years ago, it actually might be more than 20 years ago, is an excellent film. It's an eye-opening film. It's a film you can show to other people and enjoy on a level that, and it's a documentary, a Bowling for Columbine. Whether you agree with his position or not, he's a talented filmmaker. I think he's very skewed on that film after watching it a couple times. But the first time I watched it, I fell for his argument. I think Michael Moore is a well-meaning person. I think you can present him with all the facts in the world on 9/11. I think that that issue scares him, and he does not want to be, basically associated with 9/11 truth because he feels like it'll destroy his career. And my question to you is, if it will destroy his career, doesn't he still have a duty to be honest with himself and others and try to expose this, Jack?
There are other things that, even if he's afraid of that, and I suppose he could be, there are other things that you could call him on. I mean, he raised all kind of cane when the Bush gave away all the money. I haven't heard anything about Obama.
That's my point. Why is he giving this guy the benefit of the doubt? You know what I mean? I mean, this is a worldwide financial crisis, and he did get on the Obama administration about not ending the war. He needs to get on them harder, and he is doing a new movie all about the financial bailout. But now, I guess he's pushing, what was he supposed to do? He was supposed to do Fahrenheit 9/11 and a half, but it feels like that's never going to be made, and I think that's a film that desperately needs to be made, because if we don't expose the fact that they're willing to pull off false flag terror in this country to get their goals pushed through, then as soon as we wake people up to the financial crisis, a terrorist attack will happen and they'll just cow down to the government again. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Jaja in New York. Jaja, what's
on
your mind?
Hey, Jason, it's me again.
How are you?
Good. You know, you were talking about GMO, and I have to tell you, I needed to call in because this infuriates me to the utmost extent, because my father actually died from GMO foods, and I am in touch with the top liver pathologist. I have information from the Center for Food Safety. It was an article that I went digging. After listening to one of Alex's shows and joining Prison Planet and listening back to Jeffrey Smith's GMOs, basically everything that my father had in his life was due to him working for, it happened right after he worked, and during he worked for Pepperidge Farm, he bought a bread route, and he went to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And then about right after he finished, you know, he just said, I'm going to sell it. He started getting sick, and they didn't know what it was. It was an autoimmune disease. It took a while, and I said to him, I took him to an herbologist because I'm into everything holistic. I said, Dad, you know, there's something. My friend said it's something to do with the liver, but it had to do with the bile duct. And it just progressively got worse, and nobody knew about GMO foods back then. I can't believe it. It's genocide to push it on people. This liver pathologist, I happened to be at a dinner, and I met sitting right face-to-face with a top liver pathologist at this dinner, and I said, you know, my father had this rare disease. It's called primary sclerosis cholangitis. And he said, oh, yes, I know all about this. I said, it's rare. He says, no, it's not rare. It's rare for Earth, but it's not rare right now. He said he's seeing tons and tons of livers that have this stuff. And he started to think, he said, and I'm starting to think it's environmental, but we don't know exactly what it is. I said, I know exactly what it is. And I pulled up all this information that I had, and I sent it to him. And he said he suspected it. And he went into this information from Center for Food Safety, published in 2004, that says, in specifics, you know, like lactoferrin, all kinds of, like, breakdown of the entire, you know, biologic, the molecular level.
Well,
okay?
You know what? It's not a secret when they get up and say, you know, the Earth population has exceeded its limits, and I thank you for the call. And then they stick in the fact that they have to harness GMO foods. Yeah, the Earth population may already be too high by Clinton officials. These, you know, let's face it, Obama hired that woman who was all for global governance, a member of the World Sustainable Society, and then they talk about how important it is to have GMO foods. Folks, they're trying to depopulate us and control us even further by poisoning us, by putting poison and toxins into our bodies. Let's jump to Charles in West Palm Beach. Charles, you're up.
I wanted to just tell everybody out there a story that happened to me when I was in the county jail, where one night I was reading the Bible, and I was living in a bunker-style area, and I got up to go to the bathroom while I was supposed to be in my bunk, and I suspect somebody stole my Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got back to my bunk, it disappeared, and I suspect somebody stole it, and I lost my temper, and They called extra guards, and they brought me to the infirmary where they locked me up in a psychiatric cell. And I asked them to provide me with a Bible because I was very nervous, and I was just in deep meditation. They would not provide me with one. So I ended up flooding the cell I was in by shoving a blanket in the toilet and overflowing the cell. Then they sent a riot squad in, and they drove me to another cell. And they basically neglected me for 3 days. And in the cell next to me, I heard a female inmate slam her head against the jail bars, and I heard her skull crack. And I banged to get a guard's attention, and it took 2 hours for him to come. I had to bang for 2 hours. And then when he came, I said, this girl is dying. She's dying. I could hear her crying. And they went and they saved her. But basically, they neglected her. They watched her die. And they basically just put us like, you know, animals in a cage.
Well, that's all about the dehumanizing culture that we live in today. I mean, do you think that they're actually going to care about their prisoners when they don't even care about their citizens who don't have homes? They don't even care about the people on the street? I mean, I thank you for the call, man, but it doesn't shock me that they're just going to continue to treat people like the animals they write about. They call us sheeple. They call us chattel. They know that the privatized prison system is another great control grid for them. They get slave labor. And all these people who are small-time offenders doing big-time time in prison. All right, let's jump to the next caller. Let's go to Mike in Washington. Mike, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Jason. Yeah, I was just thinking about an idea about I want to thank you for your programs. I've been listening, and it's been revolutionary to me.
Oh, cool.
Listening to it. And, but... like, how would you start a movement of some kind, you know, so that, and I came up with this idea that people could be the most effective
mm-hmm.
in the way of causing an impact, and I'll just get to it really quickly and let you discuss it. But it was like, what would happen if a movement to say, you know, on July 4th, we're not going to pay any bills, none.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had, you know, we're tired of this bank bailout and this money that is, I find, utterly ridiculous. I don't know if that would be considered economic terrorism, and I heard there was a bill up about economic terrorism.
That might actually be considered economic terrorism, unfortunately, with the new definitions. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, that's what I was wondering about, and that was what my question was. And then
I would say yes. You're about 90% certain that it is economic terrorism. You can't threaten the banks. They are lords and masters. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So that would be a way of at least nonviolence, but I didn't think they could put you in jail for a debt, that's all.
Well, they can find ways around it, but I would say this. We are doing something on Independence Day this year to try to start some kind of a movement. You know, we're calling it InfoWarrior Independence Day, whether you're a member of WeAreChange.org or Truth Action or not a member of anything. This is an opportunity to infiltrate your community's fireworks or picnics or event with 9/11 Truth, with America Freedom to Fascism, with the Obama Deception, whatever issue is really important to you. And we can have truth squads of 5, 10, 20, 50 people in these areas all across the country. And we need to be there and say, hey, this is why we're losing our country. This is why we're losing our freedoms. And just be real about it. So InfoWarrior Independence Day, this July 4th, if you're having fireworks on the 2nd in your town or the 3rd or sometime later, do it then. You know, create videos. Throw them up on YouTube. We're going to cover them on this program. The most effective ones we're going to go over in a three-hour special after the 4th of July. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to the next caller. Let's go to Dan in Florida. Dan, you're up.
Yeah, what's up, Jason? Just a couple quick random questions here for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the first one is about something that Alex mentioned. You know, a lot of times Alex will just kind of be going on. He gets out information so fast, sometimes it's actually hard to keep up with it.
Mm-hmm.
And he mentioned one time that basically, I think, don't quote me exactly, but he was basically saying somehow that the Pentagon admitted that they basically spent, it was either millions or billions of dollars to hire disinformation specialists.
That's true. I have the clip back in the 80s when they're trying to demonize Gaddafi, and they're admitting to the fact that they are spending all this money on a program of disinformation, an open program of disinformation. This is the Reagan administration. And then they ask Pat Buchanan about it, and he says that they don't engage in disinformation, even though it made the front page, I think, of the Washington Post. We're going to come back to you on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We're going to continue to take your calls. It's 866-582-9933. We're talking to Dan in Florida, and we're talking about a campaign of disinformation. I believe this was before the Iran-Contra scandal really broke. There was some hummings about it, but there was nothing that was equating the government to running guns down and bringing drugs in, just that we may have worked with somebody in South America with the drugs. I think Barry Seal had come out and said that he had helped bust some of the cartels there. And this is when the story of disinformation came out. Another interesting nexus point on that is, I believe it was in 99 or 2000, CNN's headquarters in Atlanta found that they had, I believe it was two CIA agents in their news office posing as interns. And that story was kind of whitewashed, never brought up again. Go ahead, Dan.
Just real quick. I was actually before the music kicked in on the last segment, and before you had to go to the break and things like that. I was more specifically, thinking about the internet. I mean, I know there's a lot of different people on YouTube and all over the internet claiming different things about, you know, pretty much everything that you can think about.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those people have got to be disinformation specialists hired by the U.S. government. And I know Alex said it was just recently, too. I'm pretty sure it was like a week or two ago, where he said that the Pentagon basically admitted that they spend billions, and he was, or millions, billions or millions, I don't know what he said. But he was specifically speaking about people on the Internet doing disinformation. Now, Is there a way to identify these people? And also, is there a way to find that article which he was talking about where the Pentagon actually admitted that?
I can look for that article. I think I know which one he's talking about. It's where they say that they're going to use CENTCOM officers to combat anti-government and pro-constitution ideas. So that is out there. I'm not sure what the article is called. I remember reading that. I think that's like, I want to say that's 2005, 2006. And okay. as far as pinning these people down, I do think there are a couple mainline journalists. One of the guys was from CNN. I think his name was Blair something or other. He was getting a check to spout government propaganda, and that came out that he was literally getting a government check and working at a media agency. I think there's actually like maybe half a dozen cases where that has actually come out. However, it's really hard to get the bloggers. I haven't seen anybody, you know, mainline names like a Hannity or a Glenn Beck been named, but I'm pretty sure a couple of, you know, not talk radio guys, but people that, you know, post in Washington Times or write for CNN, they have been caught.
All right, just a second question for you real quick. Actually, you know that video you guys had on your website of that guy? He was dressed like in the old style, like back during the Revolutionary War, and he was doing that blog. The guy that was actually personally invited to the White House by President Obama. You know who I'm talking about?
I don't remember it, no, but go ahead.
Okay, now, this video was very recent. It was on Infowars.com, I want to say, under a week ago, and he was talking about how you need to send tea bags in an envelope to the government or something like that.
No, you know what? I think someone posted it on my MySpace, but I didn't watch it. I think I saw the guy that you were talking about.
Okay. Yeah, just one more question real quick. That one just kind of came up out of nowhere. But this is the main question I was going to ask. It was about HIV and AIDS. And now, I heard you and Alex actually speak about this many times, making references to it over a period of the past while. And you guys were talking about how basically over in Africa, I think, they actually put the HIV virus like in the vaccinations and things like that. But here's the thing. I'm not really sure if you actually heard about the scientist. Actually, there's more than one scientist. There's quite a few people that actually say that HIV doesn't cause AIDS. Now, there's a one guy.
Yeah, Stecker. David Stecker, the Stecker research. There's a whole bunch of YouTube videos on his research.
Another guy, but
and he talks about how it's a health issue more than anything else.
Right. Well, there's a one guy named Peter, his last name starts with a D, and he actually wrote a 722-page book, which I read just about everything in that book. Mm-hmm. It went to about 460 pages, and then the last, I want to say, you know, a couple hundred pages or something like that actually had appendixes with more information and things like that, which was all very interesting. And, I mean, in my mind, that pretty much blows it out of the water. That really gives the entire history of HIV, how it was discovered, and about viruses and bacteria and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, first, if you read that book, and if, second, you agree with some of that stuff that they talk about. You know, you're talking about someone else.
Well, I have not read that book, but look, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that when you find it in the factor VIII that they're giving hemophiliacs, when you find it in the blood supply, when you find out that there are all these false positives, and then you find out that they're giving them essentially a drug that will kill their immune system to combat it, and that the most victims are in a third world nation, a.k.a. Africa, you have to think it's a eugenics program. I mean, give me a break. I mean, we have the cure. It was on the cover of Time magazine. Subscribers that are watching as well as listening, you know, I talk about Dr. David Ho, but I didn't even realize this. You know, I knew he was on the cover of Time magazine. I didn't realize it. Guys, this was the man of the year, and I believe it was in 1996. Throw it right there. There's the man of the year cover, Dr. David Ho, AIDS researcher. Folks, 96, they had this thing done. Protease inhibitors, people that could spend $80,000 a year on medication. They're more human than other people, so they get to live. They don't offer the medication to the people that don't make that much money, that can't afford it. It's population control. It's eugenics. All right, let's continue with our calls. Let's go to Matt in New York. Matt, you're up. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, it's Mayat.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. It's an ancient Kemetic word for balance, justice, and righteousness. I love your work, both you and Alex. And for the callers who complained about Alex's style, he needs to rant. I mean, we have become so dumbed down. It's unbelievable. But I want to have a couple points of clarification. For your email, does Rob spell his name with two B's? Is that how Rob?
No, it's Ray. It's just R-O-B-D, but he's been off for the last, I think, 3 or 4 days.
Okay,
over at the
10
cities in California. So he hasn't been checking his email. I don't even know what time he gets back tomorrow. And I know that Jones might have one of them stay an extra day to try to get some more footage. It's just that everybody wears so many hats here. Go ahead.
Okay. The other point, and as I get off the air, if there's another email you want to give out, I'll be listening. The other point is I wanted to correct your caller a week or two ago gave the wrong times for Coast to Coast AM, saying that it was doing your program at Central Time. It actually comes on Eastern Time from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. and only overlaps your program on the West Coast. Okay, so
I wanted to
clarify that. Want to? It's Dr. Strecker and it's Peter Dues, D-U-E-S.
Okay.
But my main point, Jason, is around genetic modified organisms and foods. As it so happened, I guess this is a synchronicity, a serendipity. But today on our Pacifica station, which is WBAI.org, and I say today meaning actually Tuesday the 31st at 12 noon, they should go, and the archives there, WBAI.org, are for 90 days, and they should hear a program by Dr. Ali, A-L-I. I'm not sure. I think it's called Global Health and Healing, but the time and the name of the doctor. He had on Jeffrey Smith, who wrote Seeds of Deception and Genetic Roulette. The website is healthiereating.org. It's very important also for everyone to listen to that program, because when I got in, I asked about what's happening in Europe, and this is something we could use as a paradigm, because he is a very interesting story, and I'll just briefly capsulize it,
mm-hmm.
where he mentions how a doctor did numerous studies. Animals die when they eat it, of all types, and they suppressed his information, they discredited him, until he was able somehow to get some other people interested. 700 plus articles came out, and the Europeans, they came up in such an uproar that they actually got those foods banned, and we don't even have them labeled. So I just wanted to share that information. Love
well, it shows
work.
That once, thank you so much, it shows that once you are educated, you can take action, and we can have a positive effect. I mean, we got the word out about the MIAC report. It's time to get the word out about the GMO foods and the one world currency and stop them and say they're negative and say that we're not going to stand for it. We're not going to take it. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Alex in Connecticut. Alex, you're up.
Jason, what's going on, man?
Not much. Doing a little radio / prisonplanet.tv yourself?
Good. Hey, it's officially April Fool's on East Coast, and you ain't no fool, man.
Well, thank you, brother.
All right, cool. Hey, real quick, I actually just wanted to clarify something for myself. I heard you a few days ago talking about the Give Act, H.R. 1388, so I looked it up. Went to the Library of Congress website and stuff, and I put on my Facebook on like the header. I don't remember exactly what I said, but I basically was saying, "Hey, you know, check it out. H.R. 1380 just passed 5 days ago. You know, seventh graders to like up to college students will be." I basically quoted what you said. You know, mandatory insurrection, servitude, or something like that. And I got a response from one of my friends, and he's like, well, the bill's, you know, I'm trying to find out what I can, how I can show him where it says it's going to be mandatory. So I gave him actually the...
Well, they took it out. They took out the compulsory language, and they took out the mandatory language, as far as I know. Now,
this
is...
Take it out.
Well, here's the deal. you got five separate versions of the bill, all right?
Yeah,
now, the congressional one that passed did have the compulsory language in it. The House one, I don't know whether it had the compulsory language. I looked up a couple of the subsections because they didn't offer a one-shot PDF file. Now, this is the difference between a one-shot PDF file and what you get at the thomas.library.gov site. The thomas.library.gov site, you have to go through each individual hyperlink, and then you have to search out through that subsection of the bill. If I had had a PDF file, I could have immediately done keyword searches to see if the language was still there. Now, it's not over. Now, they can still rewrite parts of the bill before Obama signs it into law, believe it or not. So we could see a sixth version of the bill, and who knows what kind of language they could sneak into that. Now, the compulsory language is out, but the National Service Day, the call to national service is still in there. All the provisions for 12-year-olds and up are still in there. They're just taking out the mandatory language. Now, they've put in the, I believe it is 1444, a new bill. They have reintroduced the mandatory and compulsory language. So what you have to explain to these people is that they set up the organizations, and I would say this, show them 1710, because without any kind of compulsory service, that's very scary, and that language is very clear that they want an electronic citizen ID verification system. The question is, are they going to make it mandatory through another subdivision and another bill? I could totally see that happening. Are they going to change the language on this one? Well, who knows? I mean, before I believe Congress was able to vote on it, they had an hour to read it. You know, and when they do change the language, it's very, very small language changes. So I would just say I've got to go back to the website. I've got to go check and see if they have the finalized version of the bill, because the last one that they posted in that PDF format was the congressional version. I've got to see that the House version, or not the House version, the Senate version that has passed. So I would encourage anybody out there that can get a copy of the finalized Senate bill and check for the compulsory mandatory language to do so. However, the other language is just as scary. I mean, they're making – show them the fact in 1801 that they're making September 11th a national holiday and a day of service and remembrance, where they're going to have their – to have their campaigners go door to door, and that they're going to put on all these little events throughout the country for this call to service. I mean, that right there is Stasi-like. I mean, they're hopping on the backs of a tragedy to create a national civilian security force.
Yeah, and I've been trying to tell people that. And
well, there you go. 1710 and 1801 are two great examples. It's the Citizen Verification ID Act, and it's the September 11th holiday knock and talk session.
Cool.
All right.
All right, sweet. Jason, you're doing a great job, man.
All right, thanks, Alex. I hope I helped. All right, let's jump to Brandon in Missouri. The call in line is 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. Yeah, you're on the air, Brandon. Go ahead.
Oh, hey. Yeah, I'm calling from the home of the MIAC report. Anyway, two things. One, in response to the activist idea, I got one for anyone who can possibly use it. I certainly can't. But what if you were to put an online database out there called Show Me Your Resume? And you get as many politicians as you can to submit their resume, references, voting records, et cetera. And then you could even do things like, showing, say, their constitutional quotient based upon their resume, or like stats like on the back of a baseball card, et cetera. And then, of course, you'd already have, once you get enough people on the database, then it would kind of put some pressure on those that don't want to post it. And so something that would be fun, where people could easily, scope out who is working for them. Because that's,
well, the thing is that they're never going to volunteer. Right? Well, they're not going to volunteer that information. So it's going to take somebody with the will to put that site together and to investigate our current congressmen, our current senators, people in, national security, people in the CIA. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a tremendous task. However,
well, of course. I'm just
however,
it
I think
there,
I
like,
think it's a good one. Definitely, I think it's a good one. I think that especially with this web savvy generation and them attacking the internet,
right?
They're supposed to be working for us. I agree. Thank you for the call, Brandon. Folks, we've gotten to a point where this criminal elite is so out of control and so focused on what their goal is that they're announcing on Fox News, oh, that's right, looks like the conspiracy nuts were right. In fact, we're going to play it one more time. Jaron, can we get a little Dick Morris up in the hizzy? Can we get a little Sean Hannity for the kids right now? Yes, no, maybe? Can we play that clip? I want to play it one more time. I'm getting blank stares, folks. I'm getting just off in the distance, blank stares. Folks, they're announcing it. You don't think Sean Hannity is a tool of the elite? Other than just being a tool, he is a tool of the elite as well. Let's be honest. He's Sean Hannity, and he's got a bad haircut. Let's play it right now.
Thing that's going to happen in London at this G20, and then they're hiding it, they're camouflaging it, they're not talking about it. Coordination of international regulation. Mm-hmm. What they are going to do is to put our Fed and our SEC under the control, in effect, of the IMF.
Oh, come on.
They're
you believe
take,
they'll do this?
That's what was in the draft agenda. They call it coordination of regulation. What it really is putting the American economy under international regulation.
Yeah.
And those people who have been yelling, oh, the UN's going to take over global
conspiracy
government.
Conspiracy theorists.
They've been crazy, but now they're right.
Yeah. Well, when Geithner,
it's happening.
When Geithner said he would be open to the idea of a global currency last
week.
Yeah. Those conspiracy people had said and suggested that for
That's
years.
Right.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
And you know, it's what they always do at these conferences is they have the center show is here,
yeah.
And the side show they don't want you to pay attention to.
Right.
The center show is the size of the stimulus packages.
Yeah.
The real show is international regulation of the financial institutions, which is going to happen under the IMF control. And remember, the IMF
All right,
is
pull
run
it, guys.
By...
Yeah, it's run by European interests. It's a world banking system. It's a globalist takeover. And we've got more WWE world politics with Sarkozy going, I'll walk out of the G20. If they're not going to make the world a better place, I'm just not going. That's it. Setting the stage for them to have this big revelation, this global new deal that Gordon Brown is talking about. Yes, we need a global new deal. Folks, do you understand? The Queen and Obama are meeting probably as we speak. He is groveling to Her Majesty. And I think it's the Duke of Edinburgh is the other person that he's groveling towards. Oh, Queen, tell me what we should be doing at the G20. And it's not just Obama, okay? It's other leaders who are attending this conference and getting ready to drop the dollar as the world reserve currency, getting ready to announce a global currency system, getting ready to announce a new world banking system, all while they kill the entire, the crumbling almost, the infrastructure that is left in the United States is almost so lame and just like a dragging carcass. There's nothing left. We don't make anything. And now they're going to take over the auto industry. They're going to nationalize that too? Folks, give me a break. What are we going to make in this country other than teardrops and foreclosures? Pink slips, teardrops, and foreclosures coming to an America near you. I mean, it's just unbelievable towards me. And I still hear people saying, well, it's not affecting me. The economy hasn't affected. I haven't lost my house. I didn't lose my job. Why do I have to be concerned? Well, you need to be concerned because they're restructuring the entire global economy. They're restructuring the entire world governance system. The global governance system they have wanted in place for so long is on its way, believe it or not. This is what they want. This is what they're working towards. A president of the planet. He is here. He's the one. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's President Obama. I mean, give me... There's a reason he's on the cover of The Amazing Spider-Man. There's a reason that his logo looks like the Pepsi logo. There's a reason that the media has refused to challenge him on anything, Lou Dobbs being the exception. One of the very, very few exceptions out there. It's because this guy is the guy to be the face of the new world order system. He's the guy that's going to get us to accept a civilian security force. He's the guy that's going to end posse comitatus. This is the man right here. There is no debate. There is no debate at all. North American Union, you better believe it. It's on its way. The Give Act, it's already passed. God knows what the final version is going to say in it. He just passed that huge, I can't even pronounce the bill, but an amalgamation of 160 bills, which is a total land grab. Meanwhile, the UN is putting all this legislation in place for a carbon credit system, a new global carbon tax. They want to reduce our quote-unquote greenhouse gas emissions by 80 to 90% by 2050. Folks, I shouldn't be dead by 2050. How the hell are we going to reduce our gas emissions by 90% if they don't plan on killing a bunch of us? Folks, I just showed you the man of the year in 1996 was the guy that cured AIDS. Oh, Jason, he didn't really cure AIDS. He just figured out a system where if you take these drugs, you just live with AIDS for the rest of your natural life, which is another 50 or 60 years. That's not curing it. Jason, you're crazy. Jason, when you report that, you know, the New York Post said that there were hundreds of false positives on HIV, you're just making that up. Look, if this was about saving us, if this was about empowering humanity, you would not have the heads of Britain and the UK, parts of the World Sustainable Society, saying that they have to half the population of London. You wouldn't have members of the Barack Obama administration saying that there's already too many people on the planet. That's what's in this. Earth population exceeds limits. It is unbelievable. Folks, we're coming back with the final segment of the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, and of course, TheInfoWarrior.com. This globalist system to the death, folks. What did we learn today? Well, let's just go over all these little news stories that I blitzed through as I took your calls. Didn't go over that one. That one was a little interesting. I might go over that one tomorrow night. Chinese beer tops Bud Light as number one as the Chinese defeat us more and more in the market. Chinese beer is delicious for more people across the world. Then the Bud Light. That's right. America can't even keep the top brouhaha anymore, folks. It's a sad nation. Iran pledges Afghan help in new gesture to the U.S. Again, Obama gets in. His first act is to his first interview is to give to the foreign press directed at Iran. And now all of a sudden, Iran is going to help us in the war on terror. As they hype up the roles of Pakistan and Afghanistan, Iran is going to play a role in their new Eurasian Union that they so desperately not only want to build but out. So that was a very important story. We covered this new National Wilderness Preservation System Act, the amalgamation of I believe it was a 160 plus bills. We still want you to go over that. It's very important that we go over that with a fine-tooth comb. A lot could be hidden in 1200 plus pages. Earth's population exceeds limits. This one's out of the BBC, and this is one of the new Obama administration officials that advises Hillary Clinton. And basically they're saying, hey, too many people on Earth already. Gotta depopulate. France threatens G20 walkout as they try to bring in this global supercurrency, this new banking system. And they've got to play world leaders off one another to act like this is the most important thing ever. We have to get things done. On the other hand, though, we're getting reports that there are fires at the G20, and what they're trying to do there is demonize any kind of dissent, any kind of protest. We went over that in depth yesterday when they charged a bunch of kids with terrorism because they had plastic guns, imitation toy guns, and fireworks. They said the fireworks were going to be improvised explosives. But then they admit in the article they couldn't have killed anybody. They couldn't even hurt anybody. It's an actual, it's a disgusting joke, folks, a disgusting joke. Special Olympics launches a campaign to ban the word retard, which in my words is just retarded, folks. Why are we banning this word? It's a great word. I love to throw it around. I love to use it. I'm sorry it offends some people, but it's a word we've used for I believe, over 100 years in the English language. When you're trying to describe somebody who may be mentally retarded or act like he is, I don't see what's wrong with using the word. More politically correct Johnny nonsense. We covered Honda develops brain reader control robot. That's right. It looks like you're getting your hair done. You're not. It's reading your scalp, your brain patterns, and your cerebral blood patterns as well. And then emitting a wireless signal to Asimo so he can raise his right hand, dance around, and do all sorts of crazy things. We showed the robot running and jumping. We are truly in a new technological era, folks. Pakistani Taliban threatens attack on White House. Guys, they're saying that this guy, of course, who's in Pakistan now, because Pakistan's the enemy, is not only going to attack the White House, but he's the one behind Bhutto's murder, Benazir Bhutto, who was no great person, but she did start speaking out against the establishment, and she got capped. So trying to blame this guy, you know they're lying. It's that simple. I'll be back tomorrow night, 9 to midnight Central. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrismPlan.tv, InfoWars.com. Thanks for joining me.